die wijzijn en stroomt als een herrlijke vloed. Vlees wonderbaar stil in het land, dat straalt en glans, heavy feurige gloed. Wij mis deze vader bekend. O zelig bitte die kam, ons zoekt deze herrlichen stroom.
Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich,
O Glaube, es fließt für dich. Wohin dieser Strom sich nur immer ergießt, da jubelt und jauchzt das Herz, das nun mehr den köstlichen Segen genießt, erlöset von Sorgen und Schmerz. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich, O Glaube, es fließt für dich. Der Strom ist Gott und sein Wasser ist klar. Es schmeckt so lieblich und fein, es heilet die Kranken und stärkt wunderbar. Ja, machet die am reinsten rein. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich, O Glaube, es fließt für dich. Das Wasser, das Leben, das ist diese Flut, der Jesum ergießet sie sich, sein kostbares, teures und heiliges Blut, aus Sünde vergaß für dich. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich, O Glaube, es fließt für dich. Wenn dürstet er komme und trinke sich satt, so rufet der Geist und die Braut, nur wer in den Strom gewaschen sie hat, da sangest sie Gottes und Schöpf. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich, O Glaube, es fließt für dich. Doch strahlet und glänze wie feurige Glut. Da jubelt und jauchzt das Herz. Nothing but good stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
Es schmeckt so lieblich und fein. Where are you going to find that in today's world? An old, 600-year-old sermon that was inspired by Antichrist. Sein kostbares, teures und heiliges Blut. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ made it possible for you and I to enter into that stream. Mm-hmm. So rufet der Geist und die Braut. It's all right here. People don't want it. They would rather have this phony, charismatic garbage out there. And my Lord walked to Calvary, there was no beauty in that scene. He was bruised and put to shame there, as the crowd did cheer and scream. It wasn't his fault nor the things he'd done, but for my sin he stood condemned. Now how could I be ashamed of him? How could I be ashamed of that side dripping with blood? How could I be ashamed of that mocking crown that he wore? No, he had every reason to be ashamed of me. I could never be ashamed of him. Now he's the same Lord today, with his nail-pierced feet. And there's no beauty that his old world desires, and his holy word he won't keep. But I'll take him and the scorn I'll bear, till my journey is complete. Cause I could never be ashamed of him. How could I be ashamed of that side dripping with blood? How could I be ashamed of that mocking crown that he wore? No, he had every reason to be ashamed of me. I could never be ashamed of him. Now he's the same Lord today, with his nail-pierced feet. And there's no beauty that this old world desires, and his holy word they won't keep. But I'll take him and the scorn I'll bear, till my journey is complete. Cause I could never be ashamed of him. How could I be ashamed of that side dripping with blood? How could I be ashamed of that the mocking crown that he wore? No, he had every reason to be ashamed of me. I could never be ashamed of him. No, he had every reason to be ashamed of me. I could never be ashamed of him. That's what happens when you are identified with the truth for your day. That's why we don't get too many steady eddies. They're ashamed of Christ. They don't want the reproach of Christ. That's just the bottom line. And then they expect to go into heaven when they're ashamed of him here. Well, we're not ashamed of Christ. Just that simple. If they want to be ashamed of him, we're not. It's the reproach of Christ down through the ages. It's always been the reproach of Christ. You don't want to be identified with him. Jesus told John the Baptist, "Blessed is he that's not offended at me." Well, we're not offended at the Lord. We consider it an honor to work for him, what we're doing. There's nothing I would rather do. There's no room for pride here, you know. You gotta swallow your pride. Stinking rotten pride. That's what keeps people from being identified with the Lord.
It's all part of that natural man.
You and I, we're that scapegoat. We're that, in this generation, that stone that the builders rejected. You and I, when they look at us, we're the scum of society. We just look down on like we're nothing. But see, that don't bother us. That's all part of the problem. And there, see, back in the days of Paul, Paul talks about it, that he said they're enemies of the cross. They didn't want to be identified with the cross of Christ, and said they're enemies of the cross. But to us, he said, it's the power of God unto salvation. And their joy unspeakable, full of glory. Oh, man, it is so much good stuff in there, simply because one day we decided that we found this truth here. We found this gold mine. And the glory of it is, like I keep saying, you saw this truth, and you dove right into it, and you accepted it against all the opposition, so to speak. And then when your mom passed away, you're having a glorious time. You're going to spend eternity with your family simply because when the time came, the Lord moved on your heart to step up to the plate. And you did, and you didn't care what people said, did or think. And the same with me. When I saw it, I made sure everybody knows about it. And then when my brother died, we were having the hallelujah time because it's the beginning of the glorious family structure we will see in the millennium. We're going to enjoy our families throughout eternity. Yeah, it doesn't look like it right now because we're in the outs and can't even talk to them. But see, that thing, we're being tested here. See if we're going to be faithful and true. True to the word, true to be able to be identified and bear the reproach of Christ. Mm-hmm. That's what this is.
Yeah,
of Christ.
Yeah, things are never the way they appear to be. So to the natural makeup, they would appear, like you said, we are the scum of society. But there is a fountain, a never-ending source in Jesus. And when you have that, you don't really care what people do to you and if they look down, because you have it.
Yeah, we got joy unspeakable, full of glory. Yeah. We can't wait to get up in the morning and be about the Lord's business. And throughout the day, we got such a... The whole world is falling apart. There's wars, rumors of wars. And here we are, and protected from all kinds of anguish and, oh, man, what people have to go through. They got health issues, they got this, they got that, and they don't know whether they're coming or going. They don't have that solid. Mm-hmm. They don't have not made that their mind. I know back in the 90s, I remember the 90s. Everybody remembers the 90s. Every Hutterite remembers the 90s. What happened in the 90s? If that Hutterite split, Pope from Crystal, he coerced us. Imagine. Coerced us into giving him a power of an attorney, and then what he wanted to use them for, then he could go into a bank account all on our property, and he coerced us into giving him the power of that attorney.
It's
a nightmare what that man is capable of doing. And then, if I would not step up to the plate and went to that prayer and stopped him dead in his track, because you were dealing with an ordinary man. You were dealing with Satan, direct incarnate, and then that butcher from Crystal Spring that calls himself a preacher. But see, he had it all set up behind it for the spirit of Satan, who was so proud of him. And he said, if I would have had 6 more weeks, I would have had him exactly where I wanted him. God said, well, where he wanted him, he wanted to sell the whole Hutterite church to the Mafia. The Mafia is the Catholic Church. And it actually belongs to the Catholic Church because of that diabolical Catholic baptism. People don't know it. People don't know how close they were to losing their property. It was just hanging on a thread.
A very lawless man. If you ever want to see a lawless man, that is J.K. He thought he was above the law. He thought he was the law.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you see, that was happening in the 90s. And all of this, I thought about that during the night. All of this that was going on, the Lord had an answer there for him. He moved on me, and he told me to move on me to step up to the plate, because somebody has to step up to the plate. Somebody has to be like Esther. If Esther would not have stepped up to the plate, that whole Jewish nation would have been wiped out overnight. And here, if I would not have stepped up to the plate and went, and the Lord was looking for something, somebody who was willing to put his life on the line for the Hutterite people. And if I would not have stepped up to the plate, and the Lord saw that, and he saw I was willing to lose my life, and I did lose everything. Overnight, they came in, and I lost everything simply because I saw what that man is capable of doing. Because my father-in-law told me a lot of things about what they're doing and all that stuff, and I had some inside information. And I know what I'm talking about. And like I say, those were the 90s. Everything happened in the 90s. And at the same time, what happened in the 90s, the Lord, in the meantime, took me out to Vancouver, and I found a message for today, and then I went back to tell these people, this is it, this is where it's at, this is the answer for the Hutterite nation. All you got to do is believe that God sent a prophet, and they rejected it, just like America rejected the prophet back in the 60s. He said, now you see the nightmare in America, the heartache and the sorrow, and the diseases, and all the, and the communists coming in overnight, and all these immigrants coming in, all these drug things happening in America, simply because they rejected the prophet. And the same thing is going to happen here to these other. They rejected the very thing, and I can see already the judgment coming on the people. It's just that simple. For rejecting the prophet, that Riverside colony, they rejected. They knew exactly what I told them. And they rejected it, that Eli, that preacher up there, he fought it vehemently. That the Dutch and his family, they went through the same thing as it, but they knew they could have, all they would have had to do is step up to the plate. Sam did nothing wrong. And, but see, here's Bart says to get rid of this guy, and now judgment is on him. It's coming. I can't stop it, and I can't hurry it up, and I can't slow it down. It's just coming. I was shocked when I went to that funeral the other day to see how God's judgment is coming on the people. And they don't even know that it's here. Just a few, 2 more years, and there will be, Satan's contract runs out. And once Satan's contract runs out, in comes the day of the Lord. And God's going to sweep this planet clean with all the filth and all the garbage that's been accumulated on it for 6,000 years. See, we got the program right. And all people have to do now is come and accept the invitation. The marriage supper of Flint, that's the only thing that's left. And see, we just put the God there every day. This here is not our program. I would have never come up with something like that. It's something that the Lord set up, and that's what he moved on us, and we're doing it gladly, because we got nothing else to do. And there's a joy unspeakable, full of glory to be about the Father's business. Just that simple. We would do a lot more if we could, but what are you going to do? I will put my trust in Jesus as I lay upon his breast. I will take my comfort from him. I will find in him sweet rest. Father, satisfied and in the arms of Christ my Savior, no blessing I will be denied. All pain will leave my aching body as his sweet healing flows. Demons tremble at his presence, and Jesus' name they have to go. For there is no other fountain where I can be more satisfied than in the arms of Christ my Savior. No blessing I will.
good night. And then one morning in that city, I will rise to sleep no more. In God's presence live forever. All sin and pain will then be yours. For there is no other fountain where I can be more satisfied than in the arms of Christ my Savior. No blessing I will be denied. All there is no other fountain where I can be more satisfied than in the arms of Christ my Savior. No blessing I will be denied.
It's almost time to say goodbye
to a world that's vexed his heart of mine. Trials faced on every hand, brought on by the curse of sin. I feel it won't be very long till Jesus comes to claim his own. We must keep this thought in mind. By the word, it's almost time. It's almost time to say goodbye to a world that's vexed this heart of mine. Trials faced on every hand, brought on by the curse of sin. I feel it won't be very long till Jesus comes to claim his own. We must keep this thought in mind. By the word, it's almost time. It's almost time to say goodbye to a world that's vexed this heart of mine. Trials faced on every hand, brought on by the curse of sin. I feel it won't be very long till Jesus comes to claim his own. We must keep this thought in mind. By the word, it's almost time. Oh, my loving brother, when this world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Oh, hide me over in the rock of ages, rock of ages, rock of ages, cleft for me. Oh, my loving brother, when this world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages, rock of ages, rock of ages, cleft for me. Oh, my loving brother, when this world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages, rock of ages, rock of ages, cleft for me. He has sounded forth the trump that shall never call retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of all before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Here God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
He has sounded forth the trumpet. It shall never call retreat. That's one thing about the Lord. He never goes into reverse. He sounded the trumpet. It never goes into retreat. We're not backing up. We're not going into retreat. They've been working on us, trying to get us to compromise. Compromise is going into retreat. Mm-hmm. Well, God never goes into retreat. He's full steam ahead. Neither are we. We've been moving ahead ever since for the last 40 years. Yeah, we've done, made a few hiccups. But all in all, we never did back out down. We never did compromise. Mm-hmm. But they tried everything they could. Sure. Sure, everything at us they could. But we're moving ahead. Mm-hmm. Just that simple. You gotta know the hour we're living in. We know right to the year where we're living in. And we can tell you right to the day, right? We could tell you exactly right to the day. But Satan contract runs out. Satan's got a contract. Mm-hmm. 6,000-year contract. Right. And the Lord gave us the revelation of that midnight cry. February the 28th, 1963. It's so valid, it even was written in the heavens. Signs and wonders on earth and then in the heavens. There was a mystery cloud for 2-3 months up in Arizona when God came and at the midnight cry when God met Brother Branham. And you could, like I keep saying, you could tap in it, you can punch into your iPhone, just punch it in, it'll see what comes up. Mystery Cloud, Time Magazine, it'll tell you the whole scenario. That in October, February the 28th, 1963, there was that cloud event. And there was that, those angels came down. That was the middle of Laodicea, and we know the beginning, 1906. We keep repeating it because it's the only thing that's worth repeating. And then that ends it in 2021 was the ending of it all. And then that began the 70th week of Daniel, and the 70th week of them is 7 and 7 years. You could do it right to the day, October the 15th, 2021, and you could do the math. And from there you add 1,260 days, and that's to the middle of the week of Daniel, and then it's automatical, then there's 42 months to the end, and that is when Satan's contract runs out. Just that simple. You got a lot of dumps on the YouTube. Oh, they got a gee whiz and a by golly story. Well, you don't get no gee whiz and by golly. You get it right down to the day. And you could do the math. You could do October the 15th, 2021, then you add it all together, and it'll tell you exactly right to the day when the day of the Lord kicks in. Right after that, once Satan, this contract runs out, there is right that angel right there waiting with a big check to throw him into hell. And he's no more. The things we're saying here, there's 100% accurate because we got them from the scripture. Back in the day, in the early 90s, it's all about the early 90s. The Lord was dealing with everybody that had an ear. If people don't hear, then God can't do nothing about it. And the Lord came and he woke me up at 2 o'clock in the morning. I know it was 2 o'clock because my clock had a Westminster chime on there. And same I'm coming soon. Said it twice. Called me by the name. Same I'm coming soon. Same I'm coming soon. Was the Lord of glory. Was that angel that came and told me Jesus Christ. It was a voice for Jesus Christ. It was Jesus Christ telling the name, go tell Sam I'm coming soon. That's exactly what happened. And then something happened in my life. I lost interest in the things of this world. The things of this world became just a pile of, just something that up until that time, I thought that other thing was it. But once that angel came to spoke to me, saying, I'm coming soon, and then later on he said, seek the Lord while he may be found. I didn't know the Lord. And then my whole world kept caving in. Everything that could happen did happen to me. My son got lost in the forest. My other son lost his finger. And all these things, the Lord allowed my foot to get chopped off. All these things. My whole world kept caving in because the Lord was shifting gears. He wanted to get my attention. And then he wanted me to go up and expose that Hutterite religion for what it is. It's the spirit behind it. The people don't even know it, mm-hmm. but they're driven by a diabolical, satanic system. And once you see the spirit of that thing, I saw that spirit. I was weak for 3 days. I couldn't eat or sleep for 3 days. That's how horrible that spirit is under that Hutterite thing. For hundreds of years, he'd been infiltrating and deceiving these people, and they don't even know it. And I saw it in broad daylight. I know what I'm talking about.
Keeping them in ignorance, you know. They're very ignorant in the things of God. When they could have so many the blessings, like I was thinking, like, we're so blessed. Why? Because we accepted the message that God has, and then in it is all of God's blessing. And that's why you see all the chaos in America and around the world, is because they rejected the very blessings of God. And the same way with the Hutterites, you know, there's so much turmoil that goes on within that system of religion, you know. When they could have had it so good, you know, have all the blessings and the security, and just like the children of Israel had that pillar of the cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night, the protection of God, they could have the very same thing, you know, if they would have accepted the message. They would have had such a blessed life. But now there's always some animosity going and brewing, and there's always... Like it's not a blessed place to be in. That's all I have to say.
The Satan is the head of it. Satan is running the show, but he's using phony religion, phony love. It's just a pile of religious filth that's running. That it's built on hatred, built on jealousy. That I was in there forever and a day, and the Lord moved on me, and all of that happened back in the late 80s, early 90s. And then because the Lord knew he's got to do something with these people, and he moved me out. He sent me out to Vancouver to get the truth for today, because we had a man come to our lives. He said, John, there's something out there. Because we're being duped, we're being deceived, we're being led down the path of destruction, and we don't even know it. We're being deceived, because he had a out-of-the-body experience, that Joe Mandel, from Forest River. But see, they couldn't put it out fast enough. They couldn't shut it down fast enough. But see, what the Lord did, he moved me out to Vancouver, and out there I found exactly what Laodicea needed. The message for your day. God all along has something there. And then, like I said, February the 28th, 1963, was that midnight cry. The middle of Laodicea. Then 1906, the beginning. Then 2021, the end of it, exactly to be exactly right to the day, October the 15th, 2021, and then you can do the rest. We know exactly where we are living at time. This is not a gee whiz, and not a by golly. You were saying something the other day on the internet. You saw some. They figured the week of Daniel will start somewhere between 26 and 2030. Mm-hmm. And then, with us, it's no G-Wizard, by golly. Mm-hmm. We got it right down to the day. Take it or leave, because it didn't come from us. We got it right direct out of heaven. And we're not ashamed to tell people that, because we know what we're talking about. These people out there, these donkeys, all they want to do, they want to make a name for themselves. They want to be the first guy that came out with this revelation. And then this guy claims he's a prophet of God. Oh, yikes. It's this. prophecy will fail, tongues shall cease, prophecy will fail. We're not prophesying. We're saying, thus saith the Scriptures. Just that simple. And we know exactly where we're living at times.
Yeah, people think they know everything. And I read something else, that Jesus was born September 11th. Well, if he was born September 11th, that would mean around March 11th was the crucifixion. And the crucifixion was towards the end of March and April, you know, in the month of Nisan. So, you know, everything has to line up with the Scripture. If it doesn't, you're out. Like, you can't just take any year. You have to take prophetic years, because you have to look at time the way God looks at it. He doesn't look at 365. He looks at 360. That's a perfect year. And so if you take all that into consideration, that the calendar has been changed and things like that, it would really be very confusing to find out where we're living at in time. But since the Lord gave us that midnight cry, and then it kind of puts it all into perspective, the Laodicea church hour, and that's what you focused on. Because we are, our church was the Laodicea church hour, and then at midnight there was a cry made. That message was sent out, that God had for the church of Laodicea, that Brother Branham, that those seals and everything that was included in that. And then it's very simple to figure out then. 1906 was the beginning, 1963 the middle. That we're talking about Laodicea here, the Laodicea church hour. And then 2021 is the end of Laodicea. And then it brings into the week of Daniel. And it's just very simple when you look at it. When God puts a spotlight on something, it's very simple. But if you try to go figure things out, then it becomes very confusing and you miss it by a mile.
Yeah, we give you exactly right to the day, because it's very important that you know right to the day, so you know what's actually going on out there. It's no more harvest time. We sang a song, yes, it's harvest time and all that. But see, that ever since that, it seems like ever since that that moon, what do you call
eclipse.
It? That moon eclipse, things have been shifting gears. Now it's no more harvest. Now it's exactly what it says here. He said here in Matthew 13, let both grow together until the harvest. And at the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather together the tares. That's been going on ever since the 60s. Better together the tares and bind them in bundles. That's that religious world out there. That's the denomination. They're bound in bundles to be burned. But gather the wheat into my barn. And that's where we're at right now. We're at a place where gather the wheat into my barn. Because mm-hmm. we know we only got two more years left before Satan's kingdom is over. His contract runs out. We know exactly where we are in time. That's why we can say the harvest is over. That's happened back in the 60s. Back in the 90s, there was still time to go out there and harvest. That's why it was such a crucial hour. That's why I had to pay such a hefty price. A perfect young family. Just my daughter was just born that day when I had a meeting with my father-in-law. And it was the beginning of the end of me for a heart right. And that's when the Lord put me on this journey, and then I found the message for the day, and once I found out, I went back and told his other, they God sent the prophet. Your baptism is of the devil, and it's all Roman Catholicism, first class Roman Catholicism on steroids. That's all that other right thing is. You can take the Roman Catholic program, and you will find it runs identical, right in parallel with the other right system. Exactly, got their pope, they got their bishop, they got their cubbyhole where they do repentance and all that garbage. Everything that the Catholic Church, the Hutterites are right there, right beside, on steroids even. And a lot more, very firm and very solid. You can't even get your foot in the door. And I presented them with the truth that back in the 90s, you could still implement this thing, see, like you and I did. When we found out about it, we just raised it with a passion. And we couldn't get enough of it, and now we got the blessing. Like I keep saying, when your mom passed away, we had a glorious time, because, and now throughout eternity, you're going to have that glorious time with your family members, because you, when the time came, you stood up to the plate, you did exactly what the Bible says, he that accepts a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet reward, simply because when it was introduced to you and I, we believed it with a passion. And we didn't even look back. We didn't care what people said, did or think. They accused us of shaking up and everything under the sun. But we didn't care, because we fulfilled the scripture. No man having left father, mother, wife, children, home, land, he is going to get it back again. 100-fold, fathers, mothers, sisters, brothers. The only thing you're not getting back, you're not getting back a wife. I went and I read it, and all you are, all you and I, we're just the family of God. You're a sister, and I'm your brother, your next of kin, and how we do, we're fulfilling scripture, because God has given us each other to continue on this journey. Not only that, he's given us a house second to none. He gives us everything that we need for daily living. Just exactly what that scripture said. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. That's that born-again experience that happened to me back in 1971. And then he said, and the rest is righteousness, and the righteousness is the message for your day. And we found that, and ever since we found the ministry of Brother Jackson, we were on a roll. We didn't worry about no finances. Everything we did, the Lord was always one step ahead of it. Mm-hmm. He made sure we got a good job. He made sure we got go in there and buy that brand new truck right out of the showroom. The one with the tag, excellent. We did exactly that. And then when the time came, he said, I want you guys to go buy that electric car in there. Everything is always one step ahead of us. And simply because the time came to shift gear, the time came and back in the 90s to accept the truth, and we found it, and we've been on a roll ever since. And everybody could have it. You could have, you're part of that stream. Everybody can have it if they can only get to that place where they can actually believe what we're trying to say here. All that's left now is the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Matthew 22, you read it over and over again. That's all that's left. We forget about it. You don't need to get baptized in Jesus' name anymore. You can't. It's just like back when Jesus was here. There came a day when no more circumcision. When Jesus said, it's finished, that circumcision era and that sacrifice era was over for them. And then came the grace age. And then for 2,000 years, it was the baptism in Jesus' name. The only way to get saved was Acts 2:38. Repent and be baptized by immersion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And then the Holy Spirit will lead and guide you into all truth. That is exactly what he did with you and I. Because when we found out about it, we embraced it with a passion. We're not playing the game here. We're serious. This is very, very serious. We could see judgment coming over the world at every angle, bit by bit, country after country. You see judgment coming on because we're at the end. Just that simple. And all we're doing, we're putting out an olive branch for whosoever will, let him come. Whosoever is athirst, let him come and partake of the waters of life freely. This is that stream that we keep singing about. Ewei sein und Strom, das ein herrlicher Fluss. That's filled with all kinds of goodies in that stream. All you gotta do is believe what we're saying here and not be willing to accept the reproach of Christ. Because once you accept what Samuel Rand had to say, believe you me, you become the scum of society. You become a reproach for Christ. But then it all is joy unspeakable, full of glory. You can't even begin to express how good the Lord has been to us. You can try it, but you can't even begin, because he's done so much for us. He does everything for us. He gives us a house. We weren't even looking for a house. And he takes it here, he gives you that house. And all these things, he's always 2-3 steps ahead of us. Have everything prepared. Just like these songs we sing in the morning, like that song we sang this morning about how the Lord, put your trust in the Lord, how he puts everything out there. He's always ahead of you. He knows exactly what you and I need for daily living. And he supplies all our needs according to his riches and glory. Press down, shake it together, running over. All you got to do is step back and think about it for a little bit, how good you and I have been. Simply because when the truth was presented to us here in this 20th century, we embraced it with a passion. There's no devil in hell could stop us. We weren't intimidated, and we weren't fear-mongered by these religious talks, by these letters and all these tongues in these pulpits, because we saw right through them. We saw them for what they are, agents of Satan. Mm-hmm. And we call it out exactly the way. They're nothing but Antichrist. Just everything they do is to divert us away from the truth, the fact that God sent the prophet. And they, when back in the 90s, when I presented it to them, I think it was 95, I was in their meeting, I told them God sent the prophet. I still got the letter. We should actually, someday I'm going to read it, what I told them. And they rejected the very thing. I remember pretty much word for word what I wrote in that letter. And I told them, and what they wanted to do, what the idiots wanted to do, they think I'm going to recant it, take it back and deny that letter and accept their garbage. And, well, that never happened. because I never did fall for their stuff, they excommunicated. They told me, you got till sundown to get out of here. Well, I'd rather get out of here than deny the Lord. Just that simple. And we've been going ever since. But it was a test. It was a pretty solid test for me. But I know one thing. We're not going into retreat. Just that simple.
Mm-hmm. I think it says in Malachi 3, it says, test me in this matter. Prove me now, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, and there shall not be room enough to receive it. That's what God did for us, just because we believed the message for our day. And that's what the whole world could have access to. The Hutterites could have access to that. They wouldn't have to worry about all their debts that they have and their financial issues because of the changing of the time. Because God would supply it. Because it says here, test me in this manner. Bring the entire tithe into the storehouse. If they would have given God everything, so that there may be food in my temple. Test me in this manner, saith the Lord who rules over all, to see if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing until there is no room for it at all. And that's what we can truly say that the Lord has done for us. Yeah, we went through a trying time because God will try you and see if you're really serious. And then once you've and he knows you're not going to move and deter from that. And God can just pour out his blessings. And that's what he did. Whenever we needed a home, he supplied a home. Whenever we needed a truck to go trucking with, he supplied it. And the same way with a car. Like, we weren't even thinking about going and changing a car. And the Lord just nudged us and urged us to, we need to move on and get on with the program and get us an electric car. And we can truly see it's just been such a blessing that you get, sometimes the words cannot even describe what God has done for us. Like, just because we said yes to him and followed his ways, and no matter what it cost us, we were going to just follow him and what he has for our lives. And then he blessed us and with joy unspeakable. And just because you give up and you sacrifice basically your family, but in the end you will gain it in eternity. It's not going to be lost.
We're going to enjoy our families throughout eternity. Then, whereas these people that said no to the Lord, they rejected they're going to go down to hell with them. Just that simple. There's no two chapters here. You either accept the message that God had for the church here to Laodicea, or you're going to have to suffer the consequences. Mm-hmm. It's hard to believe But see, the Lord been so good to us. Like today, for instance, we're going to go down to Winkler to the Lord. A few years back, he painted an apple tree. Now that apple tree is so full of apples. We don't. It's got so many apples on there. We don't know what to do with them all. So what we're going to do? We're going to take them down to Winkler to get a presser down there. And what we're going to do? We're going to get into our electric car. We'll take the apples down there, and they'll put the juice out there, and then we'll bring some pure apple juice back, and it won't cost us hardly anything, because we can run for 9 cents a kilowatt. Cost about 2-3 cents a mile just to drive down there. It's so luxurious, and you don't even have to drive it. It drives by itself. All I gotta do, punch in the address, and the car takes us there by itself.
Yeah.
Self-driving, everything beyond human description.
It even backs out of the car, the garage, all by itself.
Yeah, all I do is go in the garage, open the door, and punch in auto drive, and it backs out. And then once everything is clear, it goes up and it stops at the stop sign. When everything is clear, it takes a beeline right down to Winkler. I don't even have to drive it. I could sit in the back seat if I wanted to, but you got a safety on there. You got to sit behind the wheel, and it's just the way it's designed, and it could take you down there. And all I got to do is sit on an easy chair, and there it goes, beyond human description. Pressed down, running together, simply because back in the day we accepted the prophet of the day when we were introduced to it. And God, everybody could have it as good as we, if they could only be willing to be identified with the reproach of Christ. Right now, if you're identified with Samuel, you bear the reproach of Christ. It's just the way it is. I didn't set it up, but there's a price to be paid. And anybody that's ashamed of Christ, this program will not fit for you, because it's just like I say, just like Jesus told John the Baptist, blessed is he that is not offended in me. We're not offended at Jesus Christ. We're not ashamed of him. We gladly do whatever he tells us to do. That's how here's this program. It's not our program. I'd have never come up with something like that. God knew that there's going to be people out there that have a hunger and a thirst. Just because these Hutterite leaders, these Zealots and these Pharisees, these modern-day Pharisees, they shut it out, doing exactly what Jesus said back at his hour. You close. You yourself cannot come in. You cannot meet the condition to accept the prophet of the day. And then what do? You shut the door for those people that want to come in. And see, that's a double whammy for them. And then, but the Lord just makes a detour. He bypasses these thugs, these religious leaders, and he tells us to put up this website. Now anybody, wherever they are, or they're at home, all they got to do is take their phone, and it's on there every day. Again, thus this day our daily bread, and the only place you'll hear the truth for your day is right here, what we're doing here every morning. When we get up around 5 o'clock in the morning and start this process, and then by the time 9 o'clock we're pretty well done, and it goes out to the airwaves. It's thus this day our daily bread. This is not our program. We're just being vessels that the Lord has found faithful and true to give this job description, because he tested us over the years to see if we're going to compromise, to see if we're going to buckle under pressure. He put us under tremendous pressure. Just when I had a young family, they come in and these religious thugs and try to break me, try to use my family to break me, try to use my wife to break me, right to the very day she died. They used her to try to see if they can lure me back into their cesspool again. That's all it is. It's a religious cesspool. They're Satan Easter Herdare. That's why they got the destruction is coming. We went to that Milltown colony here the other day. We seen a big high crane, and I wonder what they're building. So we went over there, we drove through there. Here they're building two buildings at the time they got there. And all cemented buildings, and everybody was busy. And then here we looked on the portage online here, they had some kind of a tornado come through. So we drove by there yesterday. Oh man, just demolished that old building project that had pieces of scrap laying all over the place. They were just cleaning it up, I guess. See, that's God's judgment on these people. They don't know it as such. They think, Well, see what they do. They're afraid people are going to come in and burn up their building, so they build them with the cement building so they can't be burned out. Well, you can't stop the Lord. Lord can send a tornado and destroy it without fire, you know, without putting it on fire. You can't run away from the Lord. The Lord's bringing judgment on these people because they have been sold out to materialism. And the almighty dollar is more important than the Lord Jesus Christ. Just that simple. You present them with truth. Believe you me, I've been over there. I've sent some books over there. I know some people there. And hey, but they got no use for the message for your day. Just that simple.
Yeah,
and then judgment comes and they wonder why it came. Simply because you reject the truth for your day, there is going to be some consequences. It's always been throughout history. Back in the days of Jeremiah, they rejected Jeremiah and they had to suffer the consequences. Back in the days of Hosea, they rejected Hosea. They had to go into exile to this very day. They're still out there. And just as God is the same, yesterday, today, and forever, if you accept what he has for you and the hour you're living in, then you're going to have a blessing. Like you and I, we've been blessed beyond measure more than we could even talk about. Like, oh man, you can't even begin to save people. But see, we just said yes to the Lord, and then he does his part. Over and above, pressed down, running over, shaken together, everything that you could even dream about, even things we didn't even dream of. I never even dreamt about getting an electric car. And one day we were driving by, you see this car, different car there. So we had stopped in and talked to the guy that had it. Oh, he couldn't even stop talking. I said, it don't cost me nothing because I got a solar panel. I plug it in. I can run to Winnipeg for nothing, and then it cost me nothing, and then we do that. So he took us out for a test drive, and then the Lord spoke to you and said, come on, you guys, get on with the program. You're lagging behind. So the next day we went to Winnipeg and we bought this electric car. Just that simple. That's how fast God moves. When God moves, he moves fast. All we got to do, we got to be in touch with him. And when he moves, and we listen to him and we hear him, and he tells us what to do and what not to do. Just that simple. Mm-hmm. And that's why he told us, because we're sensitive, that's why he told us, was able to tell us exactly where we are in time. God said, 2028, it's over. It's all over but the crying. That's why I say Satan's contact is run out, because we know exactly. The calendar is out exactly 17 years. This is not the true 2026. It's 2026 minus 17 years. And then it lines up with the Mayan calendar. They said 2012 is going to be the end of it. When you subtract the 17 from 2020, 2028, we were exactly right where the Mayan calendar, as it were to say, civilization is going to end in 2012. Well, it'll be 2028. That's when civilization, as we know it, they don't know that Jesus is coming back. It's just where Satan's reign is over. Satan's contract runs out 2012. Their time, real time, is 2012 or 2028. That's when Satan context runs out. That's when the day of the Lord kicks in. Then after 30 days, the day of the Lord, then it's the separation of the goats and the sheep. And then for 45 days, that's what happens. And then Jesus Christ sets up his millennial reign. Just that simple. And we're just glad to be part of it. We can't praise him enough that he found us worthy to do what we're doing here for his glory. That's all we're living for. We belong to him. He bought us with a price back at Calvary. And all he wants us to do now is be willing to serve him. And, mm-hmm. and that's all we're doing. And we're glad to do it. We're not going to be intimidated by these thugs in these pulpits that call themselves preachers. They're agents of Satan. They're nothing but driven by an anti-Christian spirit. Mm-hmm. Just that simple. We're exposing them for who they really are.
That's right. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you and give you thanks for everything you've done in our age, Lord, for the blessings that you have poured out, Lord, and that we had a heart to receive it, Lord, and we're forever grateful for that. And we just know that we are at the end of the age of those 6,000 years of where Satan is the prince, and he's going to be done away with for 1,000 years. But we are at that end of the age where all things is going to be judged and made right, just for that millennium period, Lord. We just give you thanks, Lord, for these things, for everything you've done for us. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.